Welcome to day 150. We are up to Perek Hei, Mishnah Hei. Now, the one piece of introduction that we need to know to understand this Mishnah is as follows. When it comes to buying produce in the eighth year, meaning not during Shemitah, the year after Shemitah, we do not buy from an Am Haaretz. An Am Haaretz is someone who is not well-versed in various areas of halacha, in this case, particularly the areas of agriculture. We've seen someone who doesn't know the halachas of tithes, the halachas of Shemitah. So someone who's not well-versed, we do not buy produce from them in the eighth year until there was enough time for that sort of produce to grow from the start during the eighth year and to be fully ripened and then to pick it. So for example, we've been talking about luf, we've been talking about onions. So you would not be allowed to buy an onion in the eighth year from an Am Haaretz unless there was enough time for that onion to grow fully in the eighth year, and therefore to be considered eighth year produce. Why is that? Because if it didn't have time to grow, we have to assume that then it came from the seventh year. Well, what's the problem with that? We're allowed to eat seventh year produce. Well, it's possible that if it's from an Am Haaretz, Am Haaretz didn't know the halachos of Shviyas, and therefore they may have treated it improperly during the seventh year, and that would be a problem for us to buy. We're going to learn that later on in the Masechta, in the ninth perek. So, for example, if the Am Haaretz had a field during the seventh year and didn't allow access to everyone who's allowed access during the seventh year, didn't allow the poor to come and collect the food, you're not allowed to buy that produce that was treated improperly during the seventh year, and therefore you're not allowed to buy the produce. So if they're selling it in the eighth year, and there's a very, very strong possibility that this is seventh year produce that was not treated properly, so we're not allowed to buy that. So in general, we hold off buying it until there was enough room for that sort of produce to grow fresh, to grow new during the eighth year. Now, there might be one exception to that rule. It says our Mishnah, where it's our old friend, the luf, the type of onion that would stay for a very long time in the ground. So, from what time is a person allowed to buy luf on Motzei Shviz during the eighth year? Again, normally the halacha is, as soon as that produce had enough time for it to grow anew during the eighth year, that's the halacha. But maybe it's different by a luf. Remember, the luf would be planted and often be picked, and would often be kept in the ground for a long time afterwards in order to maintain its freshness. So, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Miyad, Rabbi Yehuda says, exactly, you're allowed to buy it right away. Why? Because it was so common for the luf to be held in the ground for a long time that it's a very strong likelihood that these are actually luf from the sixth year that you picked before Shviyas and just left it in the ground throughout Shviyas and into the eighth year. And therefore, because that was so common, you can assume that it actually was sixth year produce, and therefore you'd be allowed to buy it from the Am Haaretz. It's probably going on as a svek sveka here, meaning it is likely sixth year produce, and even if it wasn't sixth year produce, it's a possibility that it was treated properly anyway. So that double, we can call it a svek sveka, but it's really doubt of a doubt, meaning maybe it was sixth year and also maybe it was treated properly, that would allow for it to be picked right away during the eighth year. The Chum Omrim Mishayar Be'achadash. No, the Chum disagree. They say you have to wait the normal length of time until that luf would have been able to grow in the eighth year on its own from the beginning, just like any other sort of produce, because yes, even though it's possible it came from the sixth year, still, it's also very possible that it didn't. It's very possible that it was picked in the eighth year or during the seventh year. You have no idea when it was picked, and therefore that's a very strong possibility that it was picked in the seventh year and treated improperly, and therefore you have to wait until the normal amount in the eighth year. That is Mishnah Hey. Now, says Mishnah Vav, as an introduction to Mishnah Vav, another brief introduction. Not only are you not allowed to buy something, produce from an Am Haaretz in the eighth year because it properly was mistreated in the seventh year, but during the seventh year, you're not allowed to sell any kalim, any work tools to an Am Haaretz, to someone who is likely not going to keep the halachas of Shemitah properly because of lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol. You're not allowed to place a stumbling block in front of the blind. That's to say, you're not allowed to set someone up to violate averos because of you. And if you know that by selling a particular tool to someone who's not going to keep the halachas of Shemitah, they're going to use that tool improperly during Shemitah for someone who has to keep Shemitah, meaning selling to a non-Jew would not be an issue, but selling to someone who is Jewish but wouldn't keep it properly, then that would be a problem of lifnei iver. So we do not sell certain sorts of tools to an Am Haaretz during Shemitah. So the question is, which type? These are the type of kalim that a someone who's selling these tools is not allowed to sell to someone who will likely misuse them during Shviyas. Macharisha, the plow, the cholkela, and all of the other things that go along with the plow. Ha'ol, that's the yoke you'd attach the animals to pull the plow. V'hamizra, I'm sorry, I don't have a good translation in front of me, so I'm just going to, based on what the Mefarshim say, mizra is the tool used for winnowing. Winnowing is when you'd throw the grain into the air and the chaff would separate from it. So I guess it was a type of a large fork that you'd use to winnow. Just the hilchos, it's a big hilchos Shabbos thing. And finally, the hadeker, a type of shovel. Because those sorts of things are all things used exclusively for work that is not allowed to be done during trees. So if you're selling a machareshah, if you're selling a plow, you know the purpose of the plow is to do something that is not allowed during trees. Therefore, you are not allowed to sell it to someone who won't keep those halachas. Aval mocher hu magal yad, but you're allowed to use a sickle that a very small sickle, the magal cuts here, or a larger sickle that would usually harvest a little bit more in one time. The agala and a wagon chokela and all of the different things that go along with that. Why are you allowed to sell those? Because the Mishnah is going to tell us, Zehakal, here's a general principle. Kol shemalachtam yuchedes tavera, anything that is exclusively used for something that is not allowed to be done during Shavuos, then Aser, you're not allowed to sell it. That includes the yoke and the plow and that winnowing thing. All of those things are used only for things that are not allowed during Shavuos, and therefore you know it's going to be used improperly and not allowed to sell it. But Iser leheter muter. But if it can be used both for something that is allowed and not allowed, you don't have to assume that the person is using it for that which is not allowed. You can assume they're using it for that which is allowed, and therefore you're allowed to sell it. So for example, a sickle. Yes, you could use a sickle for harvesting improperly during Shavuos, for harvesting your entire field and storing it. That's not allowed. But you can also use a sickle to just take a little bit, and that is allowed during Shavuos, and therefore you are allowed to sell it to Namaretz. We'll continue with Mishnah Zayin tomorrow.